Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey, the butterfly master, tour guide himself for this episode. I am JB, and Cody's still on vacation, so therefore you're stuck with another hour or 40 minutes or however long I decided to go, which it might be a long episode, but I'm going to try to keep it short today because I got a banger for today's episode here on the JB show here. And I'll just go ahead and spoil it, whatever. I'm calling this episode the Blue Run Butterfly Tour. So I've been talking about it for months probably now at this point, but I have enough of the Blue Run bottles to where I think they all taste phenomenal, but I'm heavily torn inside on trying to figure out which one is my favorite of all time. So that's what this episode is about, and that's why it's called the Blue Run Butterfly Tour, because I'm gonna take a tour down all the expressions that they've released over the past year and a half now that they've got here that I was able to get my hands on. None of the expressions that they release as far as the lollipop spice and all, and the single barrels and all the that fucking black butterfly. I want that so fucking bad. Oh, I want it bad. But anyway, so I got Blue Run Golden Rye Batch 1 and 2 here. I got Blue Run High Rye Bourbon Batch 1 and 2. I got Blue Run Reflection Uno. And I got the Blue Run Cash Strength Rye here. Holiday edition. So I got 5 glasses here. I got 6 bottles. We're going to go through each one. And I'm not going to break them down like I normally do in my reviews as far as saying what's on. I might do it for some of what why I like it more. But I'm not going to do it over and over as far as like, oh, this is what I get on the notes. And this is the preferred way to drink it. Or then this or whatever. I might throw some price values out there, but they typically all run in the same price range. I mean, $99 for the most part, except for that Cash Strength Rye right there, which cost me about $170. But fuck, it was well worth it. And I pulled this back right out of the damn closet, hiding in the background because it's the only one I have of the all these bottles I have up here. I have at least about 3 to 4 bottles of each. Batch 1 of the Golden Rye, I have 2 bottles. Golden Rye Batch 2, I got 3. No, I got 4. The Reflection, I got 3 bottles of. High Rye Bourbon Batch 1, I got 4 of. And Batch 2, I got 3 of. So I can drink these all day, every fucking day if I wanted to. That Cash Strength, though, this bitch is locked in there with the Booker's 30s. It's locked in there with the, what the fuck else is in there? Oh, the Colonel Taylor Barrel Proofs. It's locked in there with the BTAC bottles. It's locked in there with my Four Roses Limited because I love those bottles there. So this one has been locked away in there, but I pulled this bad boy out today because you can't have a butterfly tour without the white. I was going to say the white butterfly, but actually it's got like some, ooh, it's got a little ebony and ivory on this bitch right here. See, like, you know, I always thought those little paint blotches right there. I never really stared at it or whatever, but yeah, it's white butterfly, but it's got like some black anklings in it. It looks like a fucking Dalmatian butterfly right there. I love it. So first off, I'm still on a high right now. I got to talk about UFC 278, mainly the main event here. Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, the pound-for-pound goat, defending his welterweight championship against Leon Edwards, one of the best in the division there. He was constantly getting memed and shit-talked about, but I was like, don't sleep on this dude. This dude's fucking incredible. And last night, I don't really think he was all that great. Kamaru Usman pretty much dominated 3 rounds and pretty much kicked his ass, to be honest. But that's the one thing about this sport you gotta love. It only takes one second, sometimes one punch, one kick, one knee, one mistake, and the whole turnaround is just fucked for you. And that's exactly what happened. 5th round, I saw this one with the Usher where Leon Edwards says, and he's like, watch this. That shit had me laughing. Literally, it was 1 minute and 2 seconds left. 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the fifth round. Kamaru Usman is about to win this fight by unanimous decision. Leon Edwards faked, I think it was a jab, if I'm not mistaken, with the left. He faked a left jab. And I think Kamaru, like, tried to dodge away from it. And that's when a kick came out of nowhere and just dropped Kamaru Usman for Leon Edwards winning by KO. He knocked out Kamaru Usman and became and new welterweight champion. Holy shit. What a night for that man. I mean, if anybody had to beat Kamaru, I'm glad it was Leon Edwards. But man, I don't think that many people saw this. It was exciting as hell, too. With that said, though, a rematch is guaranteed at this point. Because, first of all, I saw some people saying some stupid shit in the comment section. I want to see different people get a chance. Kamaru doesn't deserve a chance. I was like, are you fucking stupid? That man's been undefeated for, like, what, 5 years now? And he defended that title, like, six times on a win streak as well, too. Why the fuck wouldn't he get a rematch right away? Like, and not only that, they're 1-1. And it's not like Leon Edwards even, if it wasn't for that kick, it's not like he would have won that fight. He got dominated, like pretty bad. I know the highlight of that is Kamaru Usman was taken down for the first time in the fight, too. But it didn't go nowhere. So he would have got a point, but he still would have lost. So he's deserving a rematch. He's going to get a rematch most likely, and they're both 1-for-1 now. But I got to tell you, I'm seeing the Amanda Nunes and Juliana Pena thing again here. I like Leon Edwards a lot, but I was not impressed with the his getting his ass kicked for at least three rounds of this fight. I just do not see him beating Kamaru Usman two times in a row. I see Kamaru getting that belt back like right away. I said the same thing about Amanda, and she fucking made Juliana Pena look like. And don't get me wrong, Juliana Pena showed a lot of heart. She was tough as hell, but she got her ass decimated. I don't see Leon Edwards winning this again. So I'm predicting a rematch. What is it, August? Shit, I would say kick this off in January. Start the new year off with a bang. Welterweight rematch. I mean, none of them realistically got all that injured. You could really end the year with it in December if you want to. So, but December or January, I would say let's run that back if they don't have the card already ready for December. Because I see the Nigerian Nightmare getting that belt back pretty soon. And I think he already put a tweet out, too, as far as he's about to come back for that belt. So I figured he would probably get a rematch anyway, but I also figured, too, maybe he'd want to move up to a weight class, the light heavyweight division. What the fuck was that? Scared shit out of me. Light heavyweight division, but I'd rather see the GOAT come back for his crown, you know? I'd rather see the GOAT come back for his crown, get that belt back. And if Leon Edwards win again, holy shit, man. Damn! I saw all the tweets from, like, Masvidal and all these other fighters and shit like that. And I was just like, Masvidal, you at the back of the fucking line, dude. Get out of here talking about we gonna run this. And, you know, we ain't running shit, dude. You've been getting your ass kicked in this division. So why the hell would you get a title shot? You need to go through Burns. Shit, I don't even know what the condition of Kobe is. But where has Kobe been at, by the way? I know, since that attack by Masvidal, we haven't heard much from him, so I don't know if he's injured or not. I don't know what the status of Kobe Covington is or whatever, but I know Kobe beat Masvidal, so ain't no reason. That match was boring as fuck, so there's no reason to run that back. But Kamara's legit getting another match back, and if Leon could, and if he wins, and Leon could do a better fight than he did here, yeah, maybe they'll do a fourth match. I really don't know. But, yeah, those two are definitely the best and the best in that division right there. So, but it does make things exciting if he gets past Usman again. Makes things very fucking exciting. I'd love to see him drop Masvidal's ass. I'm kind of tired of him. So, but nonetheless, we're done talking about old old UFC over there. They're making a sold out gate, billions of dollars over there. Let's talk some Blue Run. And now I'm debating on how the hell, you know what? I'm debating on how I want to start these things off. I already know what the Golden Rye is because we just had that last week. So I think we should just start things off with the Golden Rye and then we just work our way up. And now what I'm going to be doing on this episode here is I'm going to be numbering which ones are my favorite here. Where the fuck is a I got a pen right here. I got a pen right here. Okay. Here's what we going to do. Here's what we going to do. I'm going to write some things down. Where's a fucking piece of paper at right now? Come here, paper. Come here. There we go. Yeah, I'm going to write on this card. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. No, never mind. I can't write on that card. All right, well, where's some fucking paper at in here? Shit. What kind of office is this and it doesn't have paper in it? Oh, because I type everything. That's why. All right, whatever. Fuck it. Who needs paper then? Fuck the paper. Isn't that a quote from a movie? Fuck the... No, that's not. All right. Anyway, I'm going to pull out the note section on the phone here. We're going to label some things. Go to over the last drop folder here. We got Blue Run, Golden Rye, Batch 1. That shit wrote Arch 1. Okay, well, Batch 1. Let's go Batch 2. Then we got, fuck it, I'm gonna go cash strength rye. Yeah, let's go cash strength rye. Let's stick with rye. And then we got high rye, bourbon, batch one. Then we got batch two. And then we got reflection. All right. So we're gonna label each one of these favorites from best to the best, because there is no worse here. Which one? Okay, this is batch one of the Golden Rye. Boom! That shit just splashed on me. Motherfucker, did you just pee on me? That's a Friday After Next reference right there. Yo, some shit falling up in here, and that shit freaking me out right now. So, it's a problem when you're the only one and you're alone and shit. Ooh, tastes like butter, baby. So, no need to go over Golden Rye Batch 1, Batch 2 notes here, because if you want to hear that, well, then you just go fucking listen to last week's episode. We're just going to briefly sip through these, give our thoughts. I got to tell you, I was drinking more of Golden Rye Batch 1 last week after we ended the show. I started playing some PlayStation 5, some Horizon Forbidden West. And it fucking grew on me. It grew on me a lot, actually. The more I kept drinking it, I was just like, because I love that finish. I absolutely love that finish. And I don't think I gave it enough credit on the finish, or maybe I did and just don't remember on last week's episode, but it's got all the right spices right there that just like makes that finish so much better. I still hold Batch 2 higher regards just because I love the whole presentation from start to finish. Although the finish in Batch 1 is just is better and superior in some multiple ways, I guess. Well, maybe I might change my mind, who knows? I got a bottle of water here, because these are the only two I'm going to be sharing a glass from. Moving on to batch two now. I'm pouring more than I originally thought I would be pouring. I thought I was just going to be doing a little sample sizes. That's a fucking 2 ounce. All right. Batch 2, Golden Rye. Oh, man. nose just doesn't hit like the batch one does, but hey, that's all right. Mmm. Yeah, batch two is still the winner for me. You know, I thought I was just about to change my mind now and say, you know what, batch one, I think I just had a rebound right now saying that. But batch two, I think the finish, it's like the complete opposite, actually. Role reversal here, where the finish in batch one is just dominant over the palate itself. I think the finish is better in batch one than over batch two, but here in batch one, the spices hit right the tip of the tongue, rolls right back, and you feel it just a little bit at the beginning of the esophagus there. And it fades away, so it's like a light medium realistically, but yeah. Okay. A little toffee in there too. Oh, yeah, that tastes fucking good. Love it. Okay. I know who the winner is out of those two. It's batch number two. I just saw my reflection in my iMac there or whatever, and I was just like, holy shit, JB. Working out's been paying off. Your arms are fucking nice. Like, they're really, really nice, you know? But this isn't the talk about the JB hour. This is the butterfly tour, goddammit. The butterfly tour on the JB show. So, you know what? I guess I can compliment both. Batch 2 wins it for me. So if we're starting low right now from 5, or since I got 6 bottles here, 6 through 1, we could say right now, number 5 is Golden Rye Batch 2, and number 6 is Batch 1. Let's see if they get changed, because we're moving up into the next rye category here, which is old Blue Run Cask Strength Rye. Actually, nah, you know what, fuck it. Let me just do ryes right now. Here we go. Now, my man Cody is crazy about this bottle, and I don't recommend bottles that cost this much to someone who's kind of new to whiskey like himself. But I was extremely fucking confident on telling him, buy this bottle, pay the money for it, trust me on this, you'll fucking love it. And sure enough, he did. Woo! Oh, that nose. Oh, my. Oh, that nose is amazing. Oh, my. Oh. It's like when you're reacting to a hip-hop album, whatever, and shit, and he cracks a line like, you know, like hip-hop ain't been the same since a Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff album. That's a Nas lyric from Can't Forget About You, Hip-Hop Is Dead out. Ooh, look at that color. First of all, that color, it's like a rich amber color. I love that. That nose. The rye spices, the bacon spices. Like some toastiness to it as well. Like Master P before he went into debt, started doing them damn general insurance commercials and shit. Ooh, man. Okay, so on the little tip of the tongue, it's so subtle. I could feel like some snap, crackle, pop going on right there. It's so subtle, but damn, you'll notice as soon as you swallow, the flavor starts to blossom. Just takes over the tongue. The rye opens up on that. The cherries. Ooh, I love cherry. You got that French vanilla. It's like a French vanilla finish. You taste it right on the end right there. You drinking I don't drink coffee, so I might be fucking this up, but you got a French vanilla drink in your coffee or something like that. Pour a little bit in there, and you take a sip of that bad boy. You warm that motherfucker up right there. Hits all the spots you need to know. The finish, man, it's so fucking sweet and delicate. It's rich. It lingers around, too. A little bit above medium length. Kind of becomes almost sweeter than it is on the palate. Yeah, this is the Blue Run cask strength, the Holiday cask strength rye. I believe the retail of it is at $139. I paid $170 for it. This is the only place I could fucking find it for, so. And by the way, I have no problem paying $174 because this shit's fucking amazing. This is a bona fide last drop right here, shit. Ooh, that went down the wrong way. And it still tastes so fucking good. Oh, man. It is sweet on the end, too. I don't mean in a bad way, neither. Like, it's extra sweet. No, I wasn't expecting that. So much flavor and uniqueness, but you get a hint of, like, berry flavors, you know? Nothing like tropical fruits or nothing like that, or dried fruits, all berry notes. You get some vanilla finish, a French vanilla finish. There's some cherries on there. Maybe a little bit of blueberry, I don't know. Let me drink. Rye spices. And it's toasted, too. It's a toasted barrel. Ooh. Damn, that's a last drop right there. That's just good. I'm tasting this from a scotch glass, too. An open air glass, so. This is better than both Golden Rye, without a doubt. Knocks it out of the park. It's better than Golden Rye or Blue Run Copper, which is a combination of Batch 1 and 2. It's almost like it's Golden Rye times fucking 100. It's got everything you want. I got bottle number 1795 out of 2,604. I need to get another one. That tells me I really need to get another one. Yeah, this is a bona fide winner right here. This won my heart. All right, so moving on now. I guess this is, we got batch one. We got batch one. That's number 6. We'll see if that changes. Batch 2. That's number 5. Cash strength is number 4 so far. Let's get in the high rye. This 21. Yep, let's get in the high rye batch number 1. How's everybody doing out there today? It's been a weird weekend. Been a weird week. It's been kind of like a little warm and shit, you know? Got some good sleep last night, though, so I'm excited. I had a nice fucking dinner last night, too, with the lovely Miss Chrissy. It was really good. Matter of fact, too, though, the dessert was fucking great, too. The lava cake. Ooh, I'm a sucker for lava cakes now, I gotta tell you, and I fucked up and didn't get any port wine, but I gotta tell you, I couldn't finish the rest of that lava cake. I was full off the salmon and I had some they had some bomb ass calamari. This place is called Tantalum in Long Beach. That calamari is one of my favorites. So fucking good. I had some fried octopus too the other day. Woo, from Wally's. Oh my god. Love octopus, but damn, that shit changed my mind right there. Or changed my opinion of Wally's fried octopus. That shit was, it was beautiful. I wasn't expecting that. I want to go back just for that, to be honest. But yeah, dinner was fucking great yesterday. So pouring I can't get that lava cake off my fucking brain, and I didn't finish it. Neither. That's ultimate sin right there. I always finish my plate. So we got batch 1 over here of that high rye bourbon. We getting into my territory now. We off of the rye. We getting into the bourbon now, baby. Damn! Oh, that nose is... Oh, hold up now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. No, that nose is... That's... You get that sweet caramel, that touch of oak. Oh, my God. It's a little bit of spice in there. A little bit. Just a little itty bitty right there. It's not as intense. It's not all really that complex, realistically not, but it is super aromatic right there. It's pleasantly enjoyable to smell. Oh my. It's a little bit of cinnamon in that motherfucker. Somebody just sprinkled it like he was Salt Bae too. Just dropped it in there. Woo, man. Hold on, let's get a sip. It's been a while since I drank on some High Rye bourbon. I've been trying to avoid it because, you know, I'm biased. High Rye Batch 1, that was my favorite. All-time favorite, okay? Out of all these bottles. But then these other ones came around and started conflicting me. And I don't like being conflicted. So that's why we're here with the Butterfly Tour. Let me get a sip of this. Forgot I was wearing a fucking hat for a moment. Oh my God. Oh my God, that finish. First of all, the intensity on it, it's nice, it's subtle, it intensifies in such a way though where it just doesn't take over anything like that. There's some spices there, there's like some toffee. That finish, man, whatever that spice is, it just carries over into the finish. It's really long too. This is the longest finish so far out of the three. Long finish, caramel, some toffee, cinnamon. Oh, that's batch one. That's the last drop. Oh, that's the best of the best. That's better than the Cash Strength Rye. And it costs less too at that. That's $99 right there. A Peacock original. Fuck Peacock. Oh my God. I see why that bottle's the one that's closest to well, shit, Goldenrod Batch 2 catching up with it right now. But I see why that one's like damn near empty. I see why that motherfucker's damn near empty. Damn. That bottle's literally saying to me right now, y'all must have forgot. You know? To quote Israel Adesanya. USC middleweight champ right there. Shit, who might be pound for pound now that Usman lost, so. Yeah. I got nothing to say. Yeah, I got nothing to say. This easily, this just jumped to number one. Yeah. It's easily just jumped to number one. Where are my notes at? Hold on. High Rye Bourbon Batch 1? Yeah, it's number one. I'm going to put Cash Strength Rye at number two right now. High Rye Bourbon Batch 1, that's number one. Cash Strength is number two. I got number six and five for the Golden Rye. And let's just jump right into Batch 2 right now. So we on a roll right now. And... Oh, I like that little splash right there. Hold on. Get a sip of that bad boy right there. Now, I have not drank much of Batch 2 because I'm such a Batch 1 whore. But fuck. Okay. The nose on this is way sweeter now. Fuck, I would... Damn, I didn't think about this. Have I reviewed Batch 2? I think, which I did. The nose is better than Batch 1. Oh my God, forgive me for saying this. It's more subtle. And you smell that toffee note right there too. But you can also sense this, but there's some spices in there, but it's not overbearing. Let's get into this bad boy. You know what I love about these Batch 1s and Batch 2s? They don't taste shit the same, dude. They all are fucking unique. Honestly, they could have just released new bottles and put a fucking different butterfly in this and just said, yeah, this is Blue Run Mid-Rye Bourbon. I'm just naming some shit now, you know, and put a pink butterfly on there or something like that. It tastes nothing like It has similarities, but okay. I don't think I appreciated this as much as I did before. This is really fucking good. It's nice and smooth. It's very subtle. Batch one still is my favorite. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Even drinking it right now. This is a good. This is a good number three. Do I have a number three on here? No, I don't. This is a good number three right here. This is a good number three. I'm enjoying this. Man, this is so subtle and smooth, though. Finish is about medium length, but it lingers for a while. And then the rye spices tend to open up on it. That's probably what it is, actually, now that I think about the spices, since it is a high rye. The rye spices open up on it more now. And it lingers, too. Ooh, there's some... Ooh, that's fucking delicious. Ooh, that might even... Nah, I can't go that far. I can't beat cash strength rye. That... You get that subtle sweetness of caramel in there. It's very sweet and subtle on the palate. The finish is medium length, but it lingers, though, and it starts to air out, too, as well. And you start to get more of those spices right on the edges of your esophagus right there. I love that. That is so good. All right. I've been drinking this one a lot nightly. And I think it's probably one of the most beautiful butterflies that they have. I mean, it's called Blue Run Reflection. I reviewed this and I had no notes or anything like that. As far as tasting notes go wise, because it made no sense to have tasting notes on this. When I was drinking this, I didn't care about the notes. I didn't care about what I was sipping on or anything like that. I was just more in the moment of it. I enjoyed sipping on this thing. It cleared my mind and looking into a polished mirror. So... I think that was like a Shinmu quote. Clear your mind like a polished mirror. So, opening this up again. It's another one I've been avoiding too since the Golden Rye Batch 2 came out. I'm pouring this one in a Glencairn glass. All the other ones I did in like an open scotch glass, so. Oof, man. No, more French vanilla on the nose. Apricot. It smells like a fucking spring rose garden, baby. Shit. This is perfection right here. This wins easily for best nose on this lineup right here. But that nose ain't everything, so... Oh my god, that is so fucking good, dude, as far as that scent goes. Reflection don't get enough love, neither. I think Reflection... As I was texting Mike, the owner, shout out to Mike, the CEO of Blue Run. That dude is fucking incredible, man. I love that guy. I love that whole team, though, that whole staff. Everybody over there is fucking awesome. Sammy... Mike, Tim, John, all of those guys, and everybody else that works at Blue Run that I don't know the names of. Those guys are all awesome, so shout out to them and congrats on just making this wonderful fucking product here that I love. Honestly, at this point, it might just be me just collecting Blue Run going forward in life. Every now and then I get some bottles. I get Weller. I'll still collect those. I'll collect some Colonel Taylor, some VTAC, Michter's, obviously. But Blue Run is the new go-to now. This nose is just so heavenly calm. It's like the perfect way to start a Sunday morning. Right, I'm gonna go ahead and sip this. Yeah. This is better than the cash strength. Yeah, this is better. This is... I'm not quite there as far as better than the High Rye Bourbon Batch 1. That thing is just the bee's knees. But this... Hold on, let me sip it some more. Maybe we'll see. The finish, man. medium length. The rye spices are there. Sweet, dried oak on there. It's sweet, but not so much on the palate as well. A lot of cinnamon there. Kind of dry, which is crazy, because I know when people hear dry, I think it's a negative, whatever. But no, like, it works in this factor for itself that, like, it, where it dries up, it leaves all the flavor points hitting your tongue right there. Man. Mmm. It's very gentle, subtle. This is a bourbon, too, by the way, people. Honey on there as well, too. Man, this is just so fucking perfect, dude. I can't go higher than batch one. Batch one is just hits it for me. But damn, does this one ease my mind and refreshes me, I have to say. That's why this bottle was damn near half empty. You know, I work really fucking hard. So by the end of the week, man, I'm ready to just have a pour. I go straight to the Blue Run Reflection right here. Easy to sip on. It's so subtle. It opens up easily for your palate. I love the medium length finish. I think this drink also too benefits from the slower sipping style, like letting it rest easy. You take a sip here. Read your book. Play your video game. Listen to your music. Talk to your friend. Whatever it is you're doing right now while you're having that sip, and you go back to it. Perfection. That last drop to me. So, Reflection is number two. Cash Strength, you just got bumped down to number three. You're the third best on here. And High Rye Bourbon Batch 2, you just got bumped to number 4. I think we got it. I'm convinced this is my favorites here. Yeah. These are my favorites. I have two samples of Blue Run too. But I'm not going to put those in there because they are part of the... What do they call it? The 12 days release? They are part of those, so... And Mike gave me one, and the Blue Run Butterfly Babes herself, Lost Nemo, she gave me the lollipop one, along with the butterfly that matches it. And I will never be more thankful for her. I gotta send her something. You know what? Yeah, I need to reach out to her and ask her for her address. That was fucking amazing. Yeah, I love it. It's a winner for me, so... Here's how we're going to do it now. Let me go over what I've had now. I've had the Blue Run Golden Rye Batch 1 and 2, Blue Run High Rye Bourbon Batch 1 and 2, Blue Run Cash Strength, the Holiday Cash Strength Rye, and the Blue Run Reflection Uno, number 1. My number 6 out of the 6 bottles I've had was Blue Run Golden Rye Batch 1. That was number 6. And this is going from my least favorite to, well, I don't want to say least favorite, that makes it sound, I don't like it. So this is, number 1 is my favorite all time Blue Run bottle out of these. And the number 6 is my I don't want to say it's fucking least favorite, but I guess it kind of is. It's my least favorite out of the batch here, even though I enjoy the fuck out of it, because I gave that one, that's a 3. Batch 2 is a 3.5, and the rest of them are all last drops, so... This is going perceptionally for me and my taste buds, what I enjoy the most, how I think of it. And batch number 2 of the Golden Rye, I got number 5. Blue Run High Rye Bourbon, batch number 2, I got number 4. The Blue Run Holiday Cash Strength, I got as number 3. Blue Run Reflection, I got number 2. And the one that has the least liquid in this bottle right now, the Blue Run High Rye Bourbon, batch number 1. That is my number 1 favorite Blue Run bottle out of the batches that I have here. fuck, what a journey that was. I'm thankful for you taking this tour with me on the Blue Run Butterfly Tour. I'm always thankful for Blue Run itself, that company existing, because it just, that butterfly stands for the evolution of whiskey. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't know if it evolutionized whiskey, but it fucking evolutionized my palate and enjoying your spirit. So you keep releasing, I'll keep buying. All right, I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I went on for 40 minutes now. I've talked enough about Blue Run. I've kissed their ass long enough, you know. So they don't need any more ass kissing from me. I know people probably think I'm some kind of paid shill or something like that, but not a single dollar sent my way or whatever. I'm simply just a huge fan of Blue Run. I think they're amazing. I think their company is amazing. So I think this juice is just fucking phenomenal too. And if you don't like it, then fuck off then. Anyway, though, that's it. I'm done. I'm getting out of here. All one take here. I'm about to grab that high rye bourbon right there, that batch one. I'm about to fucking murder this bottle today. With that said, I'm getting out of here. I think, yeah, Cody will be back next week for off of vacation. So we'll do a little mix and match, like last month mix and match edition. Because what was next month? September, which I think is, yeah, man, September we're doing gin and rum month. So it's going to be a hot month right there, baby. We getting into some different spirits again, man. I know Cody's excited about doing that rum. And I got a rare rum bottle for you. Only 300 bottles made in the United States. Actually, only 300 bottles made in general. Cost me a nice little penny, but I'm excited to try to open this bottle up. And I got some really good gin, too. Some Japanese gin that I'm looking forward to opening up. So, which has been a while since I've had this gin too. I had it at a bar. It was pretty fucking delicious from what I remember. So straight, by the way. So I'm looking forward to having it. And it's a beautiful bottle too. So I'm excited to see what Cody brings to the table on gin and rum off there. So with that said, I'll be back next week. We'll do mix and match next week. And I'll probably pull out the Blue Run Lollipop. Since it has been Blue Run month for me here on the JB Show, might as well continue that trend with some Blue Run there. With that said, thanks for tuning in this week. I'm so thankful you could take this tour with me. You know, please pick up your bags at the end of the display over there or whatever. And there's a Blue Run shelf and display over there. Please buy yourself a bottle. Go to Sealbacks. You can find probably the Reflection, Golden Rye Batch 2, and maybe High Rye Batch 2 bourbon over there. Maybe. I'm not really sure, to be honest. But easily you can... She should be able to find Reflection and Golden Rye Batch too. So go over there, get you a bottle, $109.99 for each one. Well worth $100 spending right there. With that said, thank you for listening. I am your godfather of whiskey, the Blue Run Butterfly Tour Master himself right now, the godfather of whiskey, JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.